Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, March 14th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So as usual, we have a lot to tell you about. Boy, no shortage, huh? No shortage of information. So let's open with Fauci Trump. So Anthony Fauci, been around for decades, and he knows what he's talking about. He's an infectious disease specialist. He's a doctor, obviously. The problem with him is he's a star now, a media guy, and he talks too much about things that he doesn't know about. He speculates too much. I've been over and over and over and over this. Media loves Fauci because the doctor will sometimes contradict President Trump. Fauci doesn't do it on purpose. He just gets carried away with all of this. So he says on May 12th, a couple of days ago, that he says it to a Senate committee who's asking about, obviously, the pandemic. He talks about the schools. Go.
The idea of having treatments available or a vaccine to facilitate the reentry of students into the fall term would be something that would be a bit of a bridge too far.
All right. So why speculate about medicine or vaccines? Look, kids got to go back to school. Everybody knows that. And if they don't go back to school, you're going to have a new president. Because Donald Trump has got to get this nation back on track. The people who oppose Trump don't want that. Read my message of the day. It's obvious. So why is Fauci injecting himself into this? If the question is, are the kids going to go back to school? You go, I don't know. That's what the answer is. Because he doesn't know. So Donald Trump, hearing what Fauci said, said this.
I was surprised by his answer, actually, because, you know, it's just, to me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing that would be acceptable, as I said, is professors, teachers, etc., over a certain age. I think they ought to take it easy for another few weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows?
Yeah, let's take it easy. Let's see what unfolds. But the media loves this. Dr. Fauci, if you're watching tonight, I hope you're a premium member. And if you're a concierge member, email me, please, okay? Stop. Don't talk about Major League Baseball or kids going back to school. That's way out of your purview. Talk about the virus. Talk about the problems with the pandemic. That's it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. The polls don't mean anything. They'll mean something in October, but I've got to report on them, because what happens is it's a con game, a shell game. You know, you have the three shells and you move in the pee around. So the poll comes out, the media picks out what it likes or doesn't like about the poll, and then it rams it onto page one in the cable news programs. So the media wants bad news for Donald Trump. Everybody knows that. Now, the polls themselves are fixed because they all query more Democrats than Republicans. They don't have to do that. They choose to do it. All right, so let's give you the Reuters poll. Absolutely unreliable, Reuters. It's a news service. So Reuters asked three questions of 1,112 American adults, not voters, adults, okay? Republicans make up 36% of that, Democrats 41, a 5-point spread in favor of the Democrats. All right, first question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Donald Trump is handling his job? Okay, keep in mind the 5-point spread. Approve 41, disapprove 56, a 15-point spread. Do I believe that? I absolutely do not believe that. Second question. The second thing is what happened in April, all right, 1 month ago. The approval was at 45, disapprove 51. So according to Reuters, Trump's job approval has fallen off the table. Third question, which candidate do you support in the upcoming election? Donald Trump, 38, Joe Biden, 46, an 8-point spread. But there's a 5-point Republican deficit to the Democrats. So it's a dead heat. All right, let's go to CNN, another bogus poll. CNN is a bogus news organization. Everybody knows it. Okay, and this one is 8% more Dems than Republicans, 8%. Question number one, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump? Favorable 43, unfavorable 55, 12-point spread. Question number two, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden? Favorable 45, unfavorable 46, dead heat. Okay, now here's the question that the liberal press hated. Suppose the presidential election were being held today and you had to choose between Biden and Trump. Who would you more likely vote for? Now, this is in the 15 states that are in play, all right? The other 35 states, we know what's going to happen no matter what. So there are 15 states in play, all right? They are Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Okay? Those are the states in play. So the CNN poll says Donald Trump gets 52% support in those states, Biden 45. That throws the media into a conniption. All right. Right? So Trump's leading in the battleground states. But if you look at the poll, only 39 people per state were asked. 39. That averages out 39. It's not a poll. 39 people in the state of Florida, the state of Ohio. It's insane. Good time to upgrade to Lifetime Premium membership and get every Killing book, including Killing Crazy Horse, out in September. It's the best deal ever. I mean, just check it out. Because you basically, if you give the books as gifts, we pay you. I mean, you know, you're not paying anything for your lifetime membership because you're giving those books as a gift. And you would have had to buy another gift in its place, which would have been more than the lifetime membership. See what I'm doing here? Everybody wins. Quick final thought on entertainment options in a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, so everybody's asking me what I'm reading. I got four books I just finished. First one is Tombstone by Tom Clavin. It's about Wyatt Earp, the Earp brothers, Doc Holliday. Since I wrote Killing Crazy Horse and I was immersed in the Old West, including Arizona, where Tombstone takes place, I read it. It's a good book. Clavin's a Long Island guy. If you like history, you'll like the book. Then A Private Cathedral by James Lee Burke. Burke, I've read every one of his books because I think he's the best fiction writer in the world. James Lee Burke, that's a Robichaux novel. Dave Robichaux is a Cajun private eye. No, Cajun cop. Yeah, he's a cop. The book's, it's all about good versus evil with Burke. And it's a little esoteric, but moves along. So I read that. Then Broken by Don Winslow. Winslow writes Noir, N-O-I-R, gritty, tough books. This is a series of short stories. Some of them are better than others, but Winslow is an excellent writer. No doubt about it. And then Kooks, Degenerates on Ice, Thomas Whalen. This is for New England hockey fans, of which I am one. Bobby Orr years, learned a lot. Whalen is a professor at Boston U, my old alma mater. All right, now, also, I don't watch network TV. I don't watch entertainment TV. I don't binge on Netflix. I don't do any of that. But I have, during the pandemic, been watching Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan, Donnie Wahlberg. It's really good. Now, I'm Irish. It's all about the Irish cops. And my grandfather was an NYPD, so I'm involved. But I never really watched it first run. Now, I am. And, you know, Selleck is really good. He's always been good. But I just thought I'd throw that out to you. That's the only network show I watch. Have a great weekend. I'll be checking in as always. And we'll see you again soon.